Hello? Is somebody there? Hello? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way Monday. We have another chapter in the new upcoming book to share with you tonight, and I know that you will be blessed. If anyone has opened this message from an archived or digital source, please be aware we're on a live teleconference call. That means that people will be dialing in from all over the place. We're going to give them a few minutes before we begin to get here and get settled in. And anytime, digital listeners, anytime you'd like to join us live, you would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363 pounds. So while we are waiting, again, this is Freedom's Way Ministries, and if you'd like to say hello, now's a good time to do that. Hello. See.
Yes. Sorry, I missed you
Well,
this morning.
I know we missed you, but that's okay. I understand. That's O Dark 30 on the West Coast. Who else wants to say hello?
Hi, Vicki. It's Helen.
Hi, Helen. Welcome.
Hi, Phil and Vicki. It's Stan.
Hi, Finn. So glad you could join us tonight.
Good to be here.
Good evening, everyone, from Stephen City.
Hello, Stephen Cindy. Thanks for your faithfulness. Anybody else want to say hello? We
hello,
Kathy,
Vicki and Phil.
Hi, that must be Charles.
How could you tell?
I don't know. Sound like a birdette.
Better bird it.
Yes, okay. And we have Kathy visiting from the Philippines.
Evening, everyone.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Good evening, it's Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, this is Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Claudia.
Hi, Miss.
Hi, Miss
How are
Vicki.
You doing?
Hey, sis.
Hey,
I'm
Miss.
doing good, thank you. Hello, Miss Vicki. I made it too, sis. I made it in too. Thank you. Doing good. Doing good, Miss Claudia. You okay?
I'm hanging in there. I am.
Thank you, Jesus. All righty. Thank you, Jesus.
All
righty. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Doing good. Had to go back to work. Oh.
I was wondering.
What a blessing, though. What a blessing. I can't complain.
It is. I have that good job.
Yes, ma'am. It is. Yes, ma'am. All righty, guys. I'm going to mute out.
All right, sir. Thank you. Any other hellos before I mute your phones? We still got another minute here.
Hey, Miss Vicki.
Hi, Kyle. Welcome.
Yep.
glad you could make it.
Where does Kyle live?
Kyle lives in Florida. He lives in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. I never knew.
Okie dokie. So we are coast to coast with the Holy Ghost and through the country. So I am, any other friendly hellos? If not, I am going to go ahead and mute your telephones and we'll get started tonight.
Hallelujah, and welcome, welcome. My name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We are Freedom's Way Ministries, and our mission, to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and enjoy all the benefits of kingdom living and the kingdom authority. And there are many. And anything we can do to help you come into your full true identity, we are glad to help. Get in touch anytime. These messages on Mondays and Friday nights are an integral part of growing in the Lord, and we hope that you'll join for as many as you can. Tonight we have we're actually in a book, and most of you know. This is Vicki's newest book. It's Higher Faith, Greater Power, Deeper Peace. Is going to be the title of this book, and we are doing it chapter by chapter. We are up to chapter 12. Hallelujah. So we're heading in the home stretch with this book. So enjoy. If you have any input for us when you hear the message, feel free to contact us with that. We would love to hear your perspective on it. But it is a powerful book, and you will enjoy it, and it's not too far from the presses. Hallelujah. So thank you again for joining us. I'm going to pray us in and get us started. You will be blessed. Yeah. Father God, we just thank you for the word coming forth, that it is your word. Thank you for your anointing on that word. We return praise to you, Father, for this word. And for all that you intend it to do, that we give you honor, praise, and we bow our knee to you, Father God, and we just thank you for all your goodness, all that you're doing in our lives, all that you are, Lord. We just worship you this evening. We worship you with this meeting. Give you honor and praise. And in the name of Jesus, we turn aside any foul spirit that would try to interfere with this word, blunt it, distract it, anyway. Keep it from doing what God had intended to do. You are bound, and we say, Holy Spirit, have your way with us tonight, and bless your people in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, honey. Praise the Lord forever. As Bill said, our book is titled Higher Faith, Greater Power, Deeper Peace. This is chapter 12, The Authority of Faith. We're now moving into the graduate school of faith. There's yet more depth to gain in our understanding of this thing called faith toward God. Much is written, taught throughout the body of Christ as to the authority of the believer. But what is it? Where did the believer's authority come from? How do we know we have authority? How can we manifest it? How can we be sure in our authority? These are some of the questions we hope to answer as we continue in our study of higher faith. Not knowing where each person may be along his faith walk, there are some things brought forth that might sound elementary to you, If that happens, keep in mind that sometimes the simplest truths are the ones we trip over. I think that's because religion has taught us the gospel is complicated when it really isn't. So when we hear the simplicity of truth, which God wants us to have, our human reasoning wants to make it more intricate. I had someone ask me recently, is it really that simple? Yes, it's really that simple. All God's truth about his plan, about his creation, about our part in God's plan, all God's truth is laid out in Genesis in one way or another. Genesis is the beginning. It all starts in the beginning, right?
Amen.
So let's go there. Could you read that, honey?
Yes, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God created man and everything else on the planet and the solar system and the galaxy and the universe and on and on. Then he gave dominion over all his creation to mankind. In other words, he delegated his authority. Think of it this way. Perhaps God decided to go on an extended vacation and he wanted someone to handle his affairs while he was away. So he drew up some spiritual documents and named Adam as his power of attorney. That way he could enjoy himself and still have the earth and everything he created looked after and cared for. God gave Adam only one condition to maintaining his dominion. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But then something happened. Adam decided to follow the woman in his life instead of fulfilling the responsibility he had been given by God.
That again.
Genesis 3 and 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
Uh-oh. Now what? What happened to the authority of God, which was inherent in his power of attorney? Adam did not have the legal right to give the power of attorney over to Satan, even though we may have been taught that's what he did. Adam never gave the power of attorney to handle God's affairs to the devil. I will say that again. Adam never gave the power of attorney to handle God's affairs to the devil. He could not, and he did not. The authority went back to God, who ruled and reigned over the earth and all things, until he could put a man in place, Christ Jesus, whom he could trust with his power of attorney. There are two primary scriptures which have been used to convince the church that Satan had, or even now has, control on the earth and in the world. We want to look at these verses from God's point of view, rather than what human reasoning and the religious letter of the law has told us. One is in Luke and the other in 2 Corinthians. Luke 4, 5 to 6. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, talking about Jesus, showed unto him, Jesus, all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. On the surface, this certainly makes it seem that Satan has power over the things of the world. However, look at what Jesus said about Satan in John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He, the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Hallelujah, Lord.
Now, if there's no truth in Satan, and that's what Jesus says, then Satan's claim that the kingdoms of the world had been delivered to him was a lie.
Absolutely.
Why would we believe what Satan said to Jesus was true when there is no truth in the devil? And he can only speak lies and work in deception. Someone may be thinking, well, every word of God is true. Yes, the word is true that Satan made the offer to the Lord, but it is not true that he could have made the offer good. Now here's the other verse used to establish Satan in some kind of power role. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, which states, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid of them that are, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world has blinded the mind of those who refuse to believe. People have taken this description of the devil to mean he has control over the earth and the people in it. Not so. The word world means age or a period of time. The devil can use deception only for a season, and his season is ended once a person turns to the true God and believes the gospel. From that moment, the devil cannot deceive us without our agreement, which he obtains either through our ignorance or our willful disobedience of God and his word.
Well, you know, I think this is worth repeating, so I'm going to repeat it. The word world means age or period of time. So the devil can only use deception for a season, and his season is ended once a person turns to the true God and believes the gospel. From that moment, the devil cannot control you, cannot deceive you without agreement, either through ignorance or by our disobedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Can we choose to serve Satan? Sure we can. Even a believer can make wrong choices. Wrong choices can be made by anyone through ignorance or disobedience. But that doesn't make Satan the ruler of the world. Doesn't make him the ruler of the world. If authority over the earth had been given over to the devil, then God could not have ruled over the earth by setting up kings and taking them down. If Satan had rule over people, God could not turn the hearts of kings or cause one nation to bring judgment on another. If Satan had rule over the elements, Elijah couldn't have stopped the rain. Joshua couldn't have stopped the sun. Moses couldn't have parted the Red Sea. And Jesus could never have done any of the miracles recorded in Scripture and in historical documents. All the miracles performed by Jesus were performed by Jesus the man and were done before the cross. Sometimes people forget that. Now, we just made a bunch of statements here, and I want you to hear the word of God that proves what we have just said.
We're going to go to Daniel chapter 4, verse 25. That they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. And they shall make you to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet you with the dew of heaven. And seven times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he will. Daniel 2, 20 to 21. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding.
That is so clear. He rules in the kingdom of men. God rules. Satan doesn't rule.
Amen. 1 Kings 17, verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. James chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Joshua chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Then spoke Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand you still upon Gibeon, and you, moon, in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Yashir? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Having firmly established that God is in charge and always has been, we must realize his plan has not changed. His plan throughout the Bible is God in man having dominion in the earth. God in man having dominion in the earth. We said that God had to have a man to whom he could once again entrust his ultimate authority over all things. He needed another Adam, a man, created in his image, but because of Adam's disobedience, the bloodline of man was corrupted by the nature of Satan. Every man born after Adam had both God's nature of love, humility, and truth, and Satan's traits of fear, pride, and deception. This chosen man would have to be uncorrupted and incorruptible from conception. From the moment of conception. Consider this. God wasn't showing off by the virgin birth. It was necessary to the plan of restoration and redemption. God himself fathered Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit, so there was no corruption in Jesus' blood. Divine DNA. That's what Jesus, the second Adam, had. Divine DNA. 1 Corinthians 15, 45 to 47. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven.
Amen. The birth of Jesus the Christ made a way for God to return his authority to mankind. Jesus was born of prophecy, and he fulfilled every prophecy spoken about him. He is the one who destroyed the devil, and he destroyed death. Death, by the way, is the only thing Satan had power over, and he only had that power because of sin. Jesus destroyed the works of the devil and took the keys to death and hell and the grave so that you and I could be loosed from sin, sickness, poverty, and death and found into eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Excuse me, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I just noticed as you were reading that scripture, he also, Jesus also himself, took part of the same. The children are partakers of flesh and blood. Jesus didn't have the blood of man. He had divine DNA. He had his father's blood. Hallelujah. He made the sacrifice that none of us could make. He laid down a totally sinless life in exchange for the sins of the world. John 10, verse 17 and 18. Therefore does my Father love me. Jesus is speaking here. Therefore does my Father love me, because I laid down my life, that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, all this is just basic Christianity 101, right? Yeah, you know all that. Yes, but it is also more. Don't forget, our objective is to establish the authority of the believer practicing faith toward God. Hebrews 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. What happened when we became believers? The day we accepted the truth of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord. We cried out, Jesus, come into my heart. And he did. We asked for it and we got it. Christ Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, now indwells us. And we are a new creation. We are no longer blinded in our minds or bound up in our lives by the deceptions of hell.
Wow, thank you, Lord. We want to stop a moment and say something that may sound shocking to some of you. The new creation that started to develop at our new birth is not really brand spanking new, though it is new to us in comparison to our former life. This new creation is who you and I are meant to be and were created to be from before the foundation of the world. Jesus didn't die for our sins. He took them away. We couldn't have been saved without his sacrifice, but he actually died for our value. Jesus, the Christ, went to the cross so that you and I could be restored to the men and women God created, free from the influences of hell. He made a way for our value to be restored in us. That's what he saw. He didn't see our sin. He saw our value. He looked through all the lies of hell, the abuses of the world, the confusion and the chaos of our childhoods, and he saw our value. God sees us as he created us. He sees us not just good, but very good. Hallelujah. After his resurrection, Jesus went back to the Father. I think of this event as a grand homecoming, the favored son back on leave from the war, appearing with a great report of great victory. The Father gave Jesus what Satan claimed to have the ability to give. God Almighty gave Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and also full power over everything, natural and spiritual.
Amen. Revelation, chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Isaiah 9:7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Daniel 7, verses 13 and 14. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Hallelujah. Once his leave was ended, Jesus returned to the earth for another short tour of duty, this time to put his generals and captains in place so that the victory he bought with his own blood should not be lost. By the power of God, believers became and are even now the body of Christ. We are glory carriers, and we have God's power of attorney to handle our affairs.
His affairs, right?
His affairs.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I don't try to handle my own affairs because I'm really bad at it. I let the Lord do that for me. Praise God. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Daniel 7. Verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Jesus placed the authority of heaven in our hands. He gave us authority to use his power and spoke commandments as to what we're to do with his power. He told us to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, destroy the works of the devil, to take command over hell, death, and the grave. Our authority comes from Jesus the Christ in us. Ephesians 1:19-23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Jesus the Christ has all power and total authority, and he exercises his authority through believers, those who have God's faith and know how to use it. Hallelujah. His authority becomes our authority by the spiritual power of attorney of God and the marriage certificate, which proves our intimacy with the Lord. Know this, you can't sign a man's checks unless you're married to him. We have spiritual and natural authority by virtue of our relationship and our agreement with God.
The authority of a believer is effective when we know who we are.
Amen.
We must know as a certainty that we are created in the image of God and are not sinners, but saints because of the blood of Jesus. The image of God is love, truth, and humility. As previously stated, that's who we are. Using God's higher faith requires us to know who we are and not lose sight of the image of Christ in us. Romans 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. As the image of God, we are also his righteousness in the earth. As a carrier of the glory of God, we can't allow the enemy to drag us back into the false identity of a sinner. We are created in Christ Jesus. We are in his image, and we are in right standing. We have his name. We are Christ ones, Christians, Christ ones. The whole right to use someone's name is the whole right to that person's complete authority. Ephesians 3, verses 14 and 15. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus the Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
In closing this chapter, let's look at what the authority of the believer means. Basically, it means that all things are already under our feet and are subject to the Christ in us. It means we don't have to fight a battle that's already been won. We just have to activate the faith of God within us to enforce the victory. I will say that again. We don't have to fight a battle that's already been won. We just have to activate the faith of God within us to enforce the victory. But don't let us make it sound like it's easy, because it isn't. Simple and easy are not the same. It is simple, but it's not easy. If it were easy, everybody would do it. The enemy has an assignment against us to stop us from realizing the power and the glory we carry. But Satan cannot negate what we have. Not believing truth doesn't make truth a lie. Remember the scripture we read in Ephesians that tells us all things have been put under the feet of Jesus. All things are all things. Nothing lacking. If we're the body of Christ, and we are, then his feet are our feet. Consider this concept of under the feet. The obvious meaning is true. We are above and should be largely unaffected by the things of the world and the assignments of hell. But there's more to it, I think. Consider this. Feet speak of our walk with the Lord. When we walk by faith and not by sight, our feet are led in a sure path, and we neither stagger nor stumble. Keeping our eyes on Jesus, not looking down or away, makes our walk sure and strong. If our feet are Jesus's feet, then why would we ever allow them to take us into slippery places? Evil is under our feet when we walk with the Lord, not at a distance from him. Not ahead, not behind.
Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. Then said he, lo, I come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. By thee which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ Jesus once for all. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. If Jesus is expecting his enemies to be made his footstool, we have to take some faith actions to accomplish his expectations. So once again, let's reiterate who we are. We are the image of God, created for good works, motivated by love, speaking only truth, and living a life of humility. We are the righteousness of God, created in Christ, covered over by Christ, indwelled by the Holy Spirit of God, having God's wisdom, peace, and joy. We are glory carriers, shining in resurrection life, moving in power, speaking in the authority of heaven. Wow. These are a few of the truths that will confirm God's authority in us. The authority of a believer is the self-same authority of the Father God, the Holy Spirit, and Christ Jesus. We have been given the right to all of it, love, power, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 1 John 4, verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He that is in us, the Lord Christ Jesus, to whom all power is given, is the rock of our authority. Jesus is the enforcer of every action and attitude of faith we exhibit. Through Christ Jesus within us, we now have God's power of attorney. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to reiterate one more time again before we pray. Who are we? We are the image of God, created for good works, motivated by love, speaking only truth, living a life of humility. Wow. You know, if the church could only get just that part of their identity, I think how much better off we'd be. We are the righteousness of God, created in Christ, covered over by Christ, indwelled by the Holy Spirit of the living God, having God's wisdom, his peace, his joy. We are glory carriers, shining in resurrection life, moving in power, speaking in the authority of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to take another deeper step into higher faith, then pray this prayer with me. Pray it out loud so that the host of heaven is released to minister to you and the host of hell trembles in flight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For so generously showering me with your blessings.
So generously showering me with your blessings.
For giving me your power of attorney to handle your affairs.
For giving me your power of attorney to handle your affairs.
To bring judgment on evil.
Bring judgment on evil.
And justice to people.
And justice to people.
To restore the earth.
To restore the earth.
To heal the sick.
To heal the sick.
To raise the dead.
Raise the dead.
To cleanse the lepers.
Cleanse the lepers.
To cast out devils.
To cast out devils.
To destroy the works of the devil in my own life.
Destroy the works of the devil in my own life.
And in the lives of others.
And in the lives of others.
Thank you for this fresh understanding, Lord.
Thank you for this fresh understanding, Lord.
Of the authority of faith that I carry.
The authority of faith that I carry.
I ask you for wisdom and how to use my authority of faith.
I ask you for wisdom and how to use my authority of faith.
In every situation and circumstance.
In every situation and circumstance.
Forgive me, Father.
Forgive me, Father.
For allowing the devil to use me.
For allowing the devil to use me.
My mouth.
My mouth.
My hands. My body.
My body.
My mind.
My mind.
My emotions.
My emotions.
To oppose your plan and your purposes.
To oppose your plan and your purposes.
In my life.
In my life.
I now realize the power you gave Jesus.
I now realize the power you gave Jesus.
He gave to me.
He gave to me.
And I can use that power.
And I can use that power.
To destroy the devil and the works of hell.
Destroy the devil and the works of hell.
Or I can give that power to the devil.
Or I can give that power to the devil.
To destroy me.
To destroy me.
And the good works. For which you design me.
And good works for which you design me.
Help me always to make the right choices, Lord.
Help me always to make the right choices, Lord.
And not be deceived.
And not be deceived.
Into handing power to the enemy.
Into handing power to the enemy.
Help me bring forth the sword of the Spirit.
Help me bring forth the sword of the Spirit.
And wield it accurately against the enemy.
And wield it accurately against the enemy.
Drawing blood in the heavens.
Drawing blood in the heavens.
On every demonic principality and power.
On and every demonic principality and power
that would oppose you, God.
That would oppose you, God.
By bringing reproach against you or your people.
By bringing reproach against you or your people.
Give me fresh revelation.
Give me fresh revelation.
And increased spiritual discernment.
Increased spiritual discernment.
As I continue in your truth, Father.
I continue in your truth, Father.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. If anybody has a comment or a question, you can unmute your phones with *6. On a computer, I think if you're on a computer, there's a little icon or a microphone or something. Speaker. Comments, questions. Speak now. Avoid the late rush.
Who's going to stick out there and say, stick their foot out there?
Who's going to be Holy Bowl tonight?
I am.
Okay, let's hear it, Marie.
I don't know if y'all want to agree or who's out there that want to agree with me, but I'm really getting sick and tired of people saying, it's the devil. The devil did it. He's did this. He's doing that. And I think they're just giving him too much credit when he don't deserve none.
Hallelujah. Well, and you know, your answer is not to be upset with the people, but to teach them.
No. No, I'm never upset with them. They just not.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
never.
I do
just
understand.
Tell nicely the way it is. No, I mean, he only has what you give him. So quit
exactly.
Giving him it. Amen?
Amen. Stop giving your power over to the devil to use against you.
That's all it is. He's a lie.
Amen.
And they're really
Thank
surprised
you.
To hear that.
Yeah. Thank you, Marie.
I'm glorified to tell them the truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord forever. I want, you know, 1,000 Maries out there in my corner. Oh.
Well, hey, Vicki, we need 1,000 Vickies out there in the corner spreading this word.
Well, thank you, Marcia. Bless you greatly.
Yeah. Hey, Judy's saying hey, too.
Hey, Judy, welcome.
Woohoo. Yeah.
Well, I am so glad that you ladies were online tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
So are we.
Praise God. Who else? Who else? I'm loving this book more and more.
And thank you, brother and sister. Thank you for bringing the word to us. Praise you, God.
You're welcome, Mitch. Thanks for being here. You're so faithful.
I need the bread. I need the bread, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, I need to be fed. Thank you, brother and sister. Good word. Good word.
Bless you, brother. Anybody else? *6, unmute your phone.
Hey, this is Larry.
Larry.
Yeah, hey, thank you for giving glory to God on that. As far as, and thank you. That's something, as soon as you start talking about the devil never had the authority, God has always been in control, and you start going through, he sets up kings. Man, I came alive on that because that is so true. It's right there, but yeah, you thank you. You gave glory to God. And scripturally too. And that's something that needs to be said and people need to hear, because the devil never was in control. He never had that authority. God has always been, and Jesus proved that when he showed up and he said, you should not tempt the Lord your God, you know. So thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Larry. It is.
Hey, is
it
that
is.
Larry Webb?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Larry, how are you, guy?
Oh, I'm loving this teaching. I mean, and I was glad to hear the way she put that, and it's all scriptural. That is sound doctrine right there, sister. Thank you.
How you been, Larry?
Oh. I need Jesus just as much today as I ever have, I guess.
Anyway, well, it's nice hearing you. I'm glad you're well. This is Marcia.
Hey, sister, how you doing?
I'm doing good. We're hanging in there. All is well.
Right on.
If you get in the area, come and see us.
Okay.
Yeah, I told him a couple of weeks ago that we still appreciate him coming down and doing all that work and helping
yes.
out with everything. So
we sure did.
It's good.
Sure did.
It's good to have the connection. Still making the connection. Thank you, Larry. Anybody
God
else
God
have something? He does. He does. If I hear no other comments or questions tonight, I am going to ask Pastor Phil to bless us and seal this word. Hallelujah. And if anybody wants to hear this again, we will repeat it Friday night, but also you can get the link. If you just shoot me a text, and I'll send that to you. You can listen to it as many times as you want to.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you for your word. Thank you that you seal your word in our hearts. And it helps us to grow. Thank you. Thank you for working in our lives, Lord, in such an amazing way. Give you honor and glory this evening, Father. You are good. We bow our knee. We worship you this evening, Lord. With all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our strength, we lift you on high, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this amazing word. Seal it in our hearts, Lord, that it does exactly what you intended it to do. And as Aaron, the high priest of Israel, the children of God in the Old Testament, in Numbers, the 6th chapter, verses 24 to 26, bless the children of Israel, known as the Aaronic benediction. We close by doing this in Hebrew and in English to bless you. We receive it. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings, and bless you as you receive. Yivarech Adonai v'yishmorech Ya'er Adonai p'na b'lech yifunech Yisa Adonai p'na b'lech The assembly shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua in the name of Jesus, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. And Father, we thank you for your blessing. We receive your blessing. I ask you to encamp your angels around your people this week. Protect them. Give them a God-filled, glorious week and opportunities to make you known in all that they do and all that we do, Lord. Thank you for your presence in our lives. We give you honor and glory this evening. We worship you, Father, and thank you for all that you are and all that you do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, y'all. We love you. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back here in the morning, 7:15 for the King's Table. Again, Friday night at 8:30. Next week, we'll have Chapter 13. Can't wait to see what I got to say. Good night now.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
Night, Marie.
And good night. God bless. God.
Everyone. Good night, Claudia.
Good night, Vicki.
Thank you. Good night.
Night, everybody.
Night, Mitch.
Night, brother.